Yep, we reached halftime, Global House Connection number 157, and as the last update was so in a hurry, I'll give you a new one right now. So after the Earth People by Pal Joe, you heard Trixie Sweat on Sonar Collective, followed by another guy from the Sonar Collective camp, DJ Honesty's Hip House remix of Moody Allen's 6 Feet, the label is Flying High. After that, news from Seiji, he remixes Freeform 5 Electromagnetic on the 4 Music label. And this right here, Marcos Valle Besteros, De Amor, Jessanova remix, soon out on Far Out. After that, I'm going to play a track from the Yoruba compilation, which is a cover version of one of my favorite Brazil tracks ever, Tudo Que Você Podia Ser, which is originally from Milton Nascimento from his famous Clube de Esquina album. And I think it's nicely done. Let's see how it continues from there on. For more information, check globalhouseconnection.com, where you find not only the archive, but also all the playlists, our message board. So give us some feedback, all right? So, another hour, Global House Connection 157. Thank you.
Só pensa agora em voltar. Não fala mais da bota e do anel de sapata. Tudo que você devia ser.
Yeah. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew. Keep on. Global House Connection. Information, inspiration at www.globalhouseconnection.com. Thank you.
Phew, only 2 minutes to go and I still have a long list of tracks I gotta give you the download on. Where was I? After the Numumba cover version of Todo Que Você Podia Ser on Yoruba, you heard one of the greatest tunes this summer, I guess. J-Rawls featuring Alo Black on vocals, sampling the Coco Escobedo beat and some Joyce guitar. The track is called Bailar and it's out on the new label Polar. I think it's even a German label. After that, one of my most beloved Brazilian records ever, and I can't believe I never played that in 156 shows. It's Toninho Horta from his first solo album, Aquelas Coisas Todas. The label is Odeon. After that, upcoming stuff from Ian Friday, Carib Sleep on the label Western Blue. Then, finally, hard to get my hand on, I got the Omar track, which is fully distributed. You get it almost only on his site. He sells it to a few selected shops, I guess. So it's around for a long time, but hard to grab. It's Omar, it's so on his own label, Omar Music. After that, edit of Syl Johnson's Is It Because I'm Black, allegedly by Des IQ. And, you know, first listen might be difficult. I love the original a lot, and I was a bit put off by the beats first. And I like the Guidance version from years back a lot, because it took the tracks out of context, but this keeps the original mood. But after second listen, it really grabbed me. So if you don't like it yet, give it another chance. It's a great, great mashup. Then, wow, another highlight, and this makes me so happy. It's Run Trent's first label after Prescription, and he even brings that sound back, the sound that was, you know, that influenced legions of producers, but was never paralleled. This is his new label, Future Vision, produced by Ron Trent and AB under the name Indigenous Space People. The track is called Across the Universe and it's 16 minutes long. I had to play it in its full glory. Not much shorter is this last track. Calm presents KF Shining of Life on the Lifeline label. So that was a long talk, and I'm almost over the 2 hour mark. So let me just thank you, all people listening on Dynamo FM, on Electronet, and of course on the new site syndicating our show. Or it's not a new site, but we are new on there, and we're very happy about it. It's digitaldjs.com, Fusion IR. Okay, so tune in next Sunday on globalhouseconnection.com for a new show by Lars. And until then, check our website for archives and playlists and the message board. Say hello. Until then, enjoy the sun and hope you have a nice time. Take care.